Welcome back. Here are the community updates on February 12th. Grand Rapids Mayor Rosalind Bliss will deliver her annual State of the City address on February 16th in digital form for the first time. The mayor's address will look back on the City of Grand Rapids' work over 2020, its self-identified challenges and successes, and lay out her vision for the year ahead. It'll stream live at noon, viewable from her and the city's Facebook pages, the city's YouTube page, and GRTV's Comcast Channel 25. Bliss will be delivering the address from the Listening Room venue in downtown Grand Rapids, along with Mandy Bolter, who chairs the Kent County Board of Commissioners, and City Manager Mark Washington. Bolter will discuss county efforts, while Washington will present a video highlighting some of City Hall's work. Three priority areas Mayor Bliss will be discussing are public safety, housing, and economic recovery. Those interested in attending the State of the City address are available to RSVP on the Facebook event page. Three Grand Rapids parks will be filled with luminary lit pathways this weekend for visitors interested in another outdoor physically distanced activity over this Valentine's Day weekend. Participating parks are Huff Park, Garfield Park Nature Reserve, and Roosevelt Park. The event called Happy Hearts Park Stroll is hosted by Friends of Grand Rapids Parks and the city's Parks and Recreation Department. Paths at the parks will be lit with luminaries or paper lanterns from 6 to 9 p.m. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The event is a free, self-led experience with no registration required. FGRP and the city's Parks and Recreation Department, in accordance with public health guidelines, are asking that groups or individuals wear face coverings when near others and keep a distance of 6 feet between each other on the paths. More details about the Happy Hearts Park Stroll is available on FGRP's website. The Rapid Transit Service announced Thursday that it will no longer be accepting 10-ride paper tickets starting March 1st. Discontinuation of the 10-ride ticket comes as the Rapid continues its phase-out of paper ticket sales to complete its transition to its electronic fare system, the Wave Card. From February 22nd through March 5th, customers will be able to exchange unused 10-ride tickets at the Information Center inside Rapid Central Station during its open hours from 6:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. More information about the Rapids Wave Card is available on its website. A UK variant of COVID-19 has been confirmed in a Kent County resident, the Kent County Health Department reported on Sunday. The B117 variant strain is approximately 50% more transmissible, according to the KCHD, leading to faster spread of the virus and potentially increasing numbers of cases, hospitalizations, and deaths. In light of the variant's emergence, the KCHD is encouraging testing of people who have traveled out of Michigan in the last 14 days, especially to areas in which the new variants are widely circulating. Up-to-date outbreak information for Kent County is available on the KCHD's website. The Rapidian encourages local residents to share their own stories related to civic, economic, and public health developments in the Grand Rapids area on the Rapidian's platform. This week's featured articles include Ethics and Religion Talk by community reporter Rabbi Krishef, and articles by St. Cecilia's Music Society and community reporter and CMC staff member Brett Townsend. To get started as a community reporter, visit therapidian.org/write. This video is supported by the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs, the Lowell Arts Center, and the National Endowment for the Arts. This update is brought to you by the Rapidian, GRTV, and the Grand Rapids Community Media Center. Please take care of yourself.